Guys, I hope everybody knows that I consider this fun.
Pat Manley at 4 o'clock, Mark Grody at 4:40, a Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday on the Score. We'll talk to Hub tomorrow at 4. Hub was on with Dan and Layla today, and, you know, we've kind of disagreed, to put it mildly, on how the Bears should handle Justin Fields this year. And he thought that the Ravens game and how Andy Dalton performed seemed to be some sort of referendum on the discussion, and he painted this version of an alternate universe if they would have handled it his way.
We don't know who made the decision to make Justin Fields the starter when they did. I still find it hard to believe that that was something that Matt did on all on his own. And I personally still believe that had they stayed the course, gone back to Dalton when he was ready, continued to use the Justin Fields package and expand it and get him on the field more, I really believe this team would be 5-5, maybe even 6-4 right now. And we'd be talking about a different situation. And it's not, you know, I constantly get hit with this, you hate Justin Fields, you're anti-Fields. I love Justin Fields. I think he's going to be a franchise quarterback. It's the whole development of rookie quarterback syndrome. And so in answer to your question, what could happen here is they could go out and beat Detroit, and then with 10 days to get ready, you know, for the Packers, I don't think they're going to go to Lambeau and beat the Packers, but if they did, what are you talking about then? You know, I mean, a 7-game win streak, no, that almost never happens in the NFL. But it's not inconceivable that if they're forced back to Dalton, they could win 4, 5, 6 games.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Couple things. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Coach Collins and the Cats host DePaul, Illinois, Indiana, and more at Welsh Rhine Arena this winter. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
That's what I took from that.
That was not my first takeaway.
I thought Hub was being a little cryptic about Northwestern basketball and football, but I'm glad Danny brought it up.
Guys, I just had to get it out of the way.
Couple things. Number one.
Northwestern.
Did that intentionally? It was not the smoothest read I've ever done.
It sure wasn't.
But I'm behind.
You're the.
That was bottom of the hour. I'm doing it at 3:49, okay?
You're the syntax king. Remind me, Shane. Let's get to syntax at some point.
Yeah,
Danny.
Reminder, see me.
See me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Screw you guys. First of all, Hub, they have the Cardinals after the Lions. So it's 10 days until the Cardinals game, not the Packers game.
That doesn't matter.
I'm just kidding. Okay. All right. What three games? He says 5-5 or 6-3. That means 3 more wins or 2 more wins. You think that they win the Steelers game that Justin Fields balled out at and they lost and the refs stole from them?
No.
You think they win that game if Dalton's playing? That Dalton would have outplayed Justin Fields? I don't believe that. So let's assume he's not talking about the Pittsburgh game that was Fields' best performance of his career, even though that was only a 2-point game.
Packers game. When they held the Packers to 24 in Chicago and Aaron Rodgers owned them.
Okay. One.
I assume he's talking about that.
He's talking about Ravens, right? He's saying the Ravens game.
So that's
and that's the he said 3 more wins or 6-4, and they're not. It's not Pittsburgh. It's not San Francisco. It's not Tampa. And
49ers. He must be saying 49ers when the defense just got completely and utterly owned.
Yeah, they lost by 11.
Gave
up 33 points. I mean. The defense giving up back-breaking touchdown drives at the end of games to the Ravens and Steelers is not on Justin Fields.
Maybe he thinks that the Bears offense would have done more in the first half against the Steelers if Andy Dalton was there.
But then then we're just doing some sort of crazy, like, they would have been better in the first half, but then he would have done exactly what Justin Fields did in the second half, even though what Justin Fields did in the second half suggested a level of playmaking ability that we've never seen from Andy Dalton. You know what I mean? It's just, that is some pretzel logic. And I still.
It's a great album, by the way.
I still will take.
That was a little salty.
Really? Really?
I think you got that twisted myself. Hey!
I'll still take 3-7 seeing some stuff from Fields than 5-5 or 6-4 with the Justin Fields back.
About it.
Huh?
Stop being such a sourdough about it.
Is it time for me to go
Look,
home yet?
Honey, braid this thought together. Okay? No, that was terrible. I stretched
This is my favorite part
it.
Of the show so far.
We're in crunch time here, the 3 o'clock hour, so can we get to it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to participate in these pretzel puns. I refuse.
You're not?
No.
Then you go home, sir.
All right. Excellent.
You get out of here.
That's fine.
See, here's the thing.
That's fine. I'm not going to do it.
Here's the thing.
I
refuse. There's multiple levels here. One, could you conceivably believe that thought? Maybe. Okay. Possibly. You can get there. Two, then you go to the other place. Is it worth it? And in Hub's mind forever, and I understand where he's coming from in this way, you'd never punt on a season for the sake of the development of any player, and that includes a quarterback. And that is Hub holding on to that kind of football logic, which used to be pervasive and is now, it's a much smaller foothold. That logic has a much smaller foothold than it ever has in the league, but it is still there that going 500 or 9-8 and making the playoffs and delaying the progression of your rookie quarterback who you invested in is the right thing to do. Hub believes that.
Yeah, no, I loved them losing by 3 scores last year to the Saints and only scoring 9 points in that playoff.
Yeah, but Danny, you have to just can Snyder one thing for me. Hub has been doing this a lot longer than we have, and he just might know better.
Sure.
Can Snyder it for me.
I got it.
I'll can Snyder it.
I got it.
Yeah. It's a real hater take,
all right,
though, too.
Shane, that's it. Hand over your mic. Hand over your mic.
This is so stupid.
I hate it's awful. All of you.
I can't.
Oh, it's not stupid. This segment is
stupid
rolled.
Fun.
This
stupid
segment
fun.
Is rolled gold. That's what this is. It's rolled gold.
Oh, you're on fire, man.
Thanks, man.
I'm refusing. I don't. I'm not acknowledging this segment.
My dad.
You can't keep Utz with us anyway.
Oh God!
Are you through? Are you through? No.
Okay.
I think I'm out now.
I don't think I can muster any more puns. I think I'm out of them. I don't think I have any more left.
Just trying to make a real sports point. But one of our most esteemed football analysts on a Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday, and all you guys want to talk about are delicious salty snacks. It's upsetting.
Frankly,
I'm embarrassed and ashamed.
I don't even like pretzels, really.
Yeah, they suck.
They need dip. I had dip. I had some excellent Knorr French onion dip. You know, Knorr, Knorr, K-N-O-R.
Yeah, the K is silent,
yes.
Like knife.
Yeah,
right, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Or Knut Rockne.
They're just dry. I agree. Like, they need something.
Yes.
They need something.
They need a little extra something. Something. And went with dip last night. It was solid.
Pat Manley will save me from hell. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.